What's going on? This is your boy Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered a legal, health, tax, or professional advice of any kind. We are not responsible. Let me say this again. We are not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast or this podcast information. You can find the Jay Will Podcast homepage on rss.com and look for Jay Will Podcast. To donate to the podcast, you can do so by finding the donate feature that's on the homepage, or you may do so via Cash App at $JayWillPodcast. If you haven't done so already, follow my music page, James Williams Music on Facebook. And this podcast is brought to you by Jay Will Music Production LLC and sponsored by Charlie's Music Factory. For all your music and production needs, call Mr. Chris Crane at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. Listen, go to your Play Store on your phone and download the Live 365 app and type in Jay Will Gospel Radio. It's a free app, and you can listen to gospel music 24/7 on Jay Will Gospel Radio. If you an aspiring music artist or you have music that you've released, go ahead and send me that music, LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. Send me a master MP3 photo and a short bio, and I'll get back with you as soon as time permits. Ladies and gentlemen, homies and homettes, cats and kittens, dogs and puppies, guess who I got in the studio with me today? It's none other than Lisa the Psalmist Stevens. How are you?
Hi, doing good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm so excited to have you on.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Let me tell you, you're wearing that red hat.
Actually, you know, it's tan, but the colors are just crazy.
Well, look, I'm colorblind anyway. I'm colorblind. So I said red. It looks red. It could have been pink. I would have said blue.
That's all right. Thank you for the compliment on my hat.
Yes, ma'am. So where are you from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Home of the barbecue.
Oh, yes. Best barbecue ever.
They say that in Carolina, too.
I know. Texas, too. But we do. We have the best. Corky's, Leonard's. Yeah, we got the best.
So how long have you lived in Tennessee?
All my life. There was a point where I had left when I was younger and lived in Lake St. Louis for maybe a month, and then came back to Memphis.
Yeah, St. Louis is a different animal.
Yeah, Lake St. Louis, yeah. It was different.
Wow. So you're into the Southern cuisine.
Oh, are you kidding? I love home-cooked, you know, fried chicken, fried fish, soul food, barbecue, you name it. Mexican,
yeah.
Italian.
I like it all. Yeah. I grew up in Southern Mississippi.
All right. You know about good food.
Hey, let me tell you. I know about the good food. But, I've been northernized.
Oh.
Because I stopped eating meat. So I only eat fish.
Okay.
And I'm very selective about my vegetables. I can't have no bacon and no pork products in there. I don't know. But I still like some good old Paula Deen looking grits.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Paula Deen mustard greens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I love some mustard greens. Throw some spinach in there.
Cornbread.
Yeah. Cast iron skillet cornbread. Not this Jiffy stuff.
I don't make the homemade. My precious mama did, but I don't do that.
Yeah. I'm getting hungry. We're going to have to move on and talk about some music. Because my mouth is salivating over here.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
I know. So how long have you been in music?
A long time. I started out professionally doing cover songs, R&B, pop, and gospel of Denise Williams, Whitney Houston, Mariah, Taylor Dane, CeCe Winan.
Really?
That's how I started out, yeah. But I've been in the industry, at least 20 years, if not longer.
Well, I wouldn't have thought you was but 25 years old.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
I will take that.
How did you get started?
I started in a performing arts high school. That was really my first love of singing and doing solos there. And then the stuff that you do, you know, as a teenager, talent shows, weddings, things like that. But professionally, I was doing cover songs until I started doing originals in 2018. I did cover songs a long time.
So when you first started back in high school, in, you know, using performance art high school, mm-hmm. how did you know that you just didn't want to play the guitar or piano, that you wanted to sing?
Oh, man, I've been singing since a little kid. I mean, yeah. I would sing for the grandparents when they came over, you know, like 3, 4, 5 years old. I've always loved singing, and I always knew it was my calling. I just wasn't sure about which genre.
Oh, okay. I got you. So which
I've been saved since I was 12.
So which is your favorite genre?
You know, it's the gospel lyrics, but I love R&B music. I just love it.
Yeah, I do gospel.
Uh-huh.
But I love Parliament and the Funkadelics.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I like the funk too, yeah.
Man, you know, I love a good gospel tune, but you give me some Parliament and Funkadelics, man, we're gonna Atomic Dog you to sleep.
Yeah. I'm like that about R&B. I would love to do a Motown album.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you want to leave me,
but I refuse to let you go. Yeah.
So how many projects have you done?
You mean how many CDs?
Yeah, of your original stuff.
Okay. I have two. I have You're My Lord. That's my biggest single. That's really reaching lots of audiences.
It is.
And then there's Just Believe that I did in 2018. And it's on radio also. It's getting pretty good airplay. But You're My Lord's the one that everybody just, God's just blessing that. It's moving on. It's even on the urban station charts and the gospel station charts.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal song. Did you write that?
I did. It's my special single. I wrote it. My mama heard me write it, some of it, and it was supposed to just be a praise and worship song, but she passed before I had a chance to record it. And I added the verse, "You were there for me that morning when I needed you. You know, oh Lord, how much I needed you, because he got me through the worst day of my life." And I added that as a dedication to memorial for her.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your mother.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's I lost my mom. I know that.
Oh, that, it's the worst.
It can be tough.
Yeah.
It's a pain. It's a pain that never leaves.
It really is. You described it exactly how I say and feel. That's what I tell people all the time. It just never leaves. I mean, I helped take care of her off and on through her health issues the last 7 years of her life. And the last year, you know, was when it got rougher. She was doing fine on a walker and everything, because she'd had different health issues, but she got a gallbladder infection and had the bag got infected, and you know, we lost her. Yeah, but she was, you know, she became my bestie. And like I said, I helped take care of her. And I'm so thankful that I could do that, you know. And my youngest brother here, he helped some too. But it's a pain that just doesn't leave.
It doesn't leave.
I mean, you move on with life, but you just, oh, it's a place in your heart.
Yeah, it's, I went through so many emotions. Mm-hmm. Well, I used to pastor a church, and my mother was a member of my church. And when she passed,
my mom's a strong Christian woman too.
Yeah, I had to preach her eulogy. It was the toughest thing I ever did in my life. And so, in order for me to deal with it, I refused to grieve.
Right.
And I still haven't grieved. I'm just angry.
Yeah, my brother was like that a long time.
Yeah, I'm just angry. Like all the other bad people that deserve to die. You take the sweetest person in the world and allow something to happen to her. You just never get over that stuff. But
I know. I feel the same way. My mama was too. I mean, she everybody who knew her loved her. She was sweet. She was a strong Christian. She had a smile on her face when she'd go into the hospital. I mean, she just, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about. It is, our mamas are so important in our lives. And she was always my biggest supporter. I mean, always my cheerleader, everything I did musically. Because she loved to sing also, but
is that right?
She was too shy to pursue it. She was too shy to pursue it. So we had a special bond. She kind of lived her dream through me.
So are there any other singers and musicians in your family?
Just me and my mama and my favorite, Mamaw and Pepaw. My Pepaw, he sung in choir. He had a bass voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we were the musical people.
Yeah. You know what? I've always been fascinated by the barbershop quartets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man, those guys really get down, don't they? Especially
the harmonies,
the bass. The bass is my favorite.
Yeah.
I how can a voice get that low? You know?
Oh, only God.
Wow.
Only God. That's so, I don't know if you heard of the Blackwood Brothers. They're the ones that backed up Elvis.
Yeah.
Well, the one that's the son of Cecil is the one that did my recording of You Are My Lord. It was recorded in Nashville. Yeah, and they did the backup vocals.
Wow.
Yeah. Man. And I just love the harmony.
It's some great stuff. It's great. So we know that, you know, your mom didn't get the opportunity to hear the song, but you pushing the song and you dedicated this song to your mom.
Yes.
Obviously it's dedicated to the Lord first.
Oh, it first and foremost.
Yeah, but
yeah, you know, just that verse that I added afterwards.
Yeah.
So, you know, through the worst day of my life, and I wanted to honor him in the song about that too.
And that's great stuff. And that's what I was getting to. You know, how's that help you be able to cope with that? You know what I'm saying?
Every day, God gets me through. I know my purpose. I know my calling. And I know that it's, you know, what she would want me to do. And I know she's clapping the loudest up in heaven. And it's always been my calling.
Yeah,
it's hard to do it without her, because there's so much I want to share with her, and so many plans, you know, that she and my youngest brother and I had. And, you know, it just it's still hard. I miss her so much. Yeah. It's coming up. May the 6th was when we lost her, and it's coming up on that. And it was 4 days before Mother's Day in 2020. It was really, really hard.
Well, I'll definitely be praying for you and your family.
Thank you. I have two brothers. Thank you.
Oh, two brothers. All right. So you the youngest?
Actually, I'm the oldest.
Oh, so
I have a younger brother and my oldest brother. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you got an older brother and a younger brother.
Well, no, he's not older than me. He's my oldest brother. I'm the oldest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So how long did it take for them to start liking you as an older sister?
That's funny. Well, my youngest brother, the age difference is so much that, you know, when he came along, he was just a baby and I was older. So I knew how to really treat him, you know, and kind of take care of him like my little baby doll. My other brother, Tim, I was only like 4 when he was born. And I was the baby, you know, and then he came along and it's like, oh, you know. So at first I wasn't crazy about him. He wasn't crazy about me, but I always loved him and we very much grew to love each other. he's a sweetie too. He's a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He's married, has kids. Well, they're not kids, actually. One graduated, Cameron graduated college just recently, and Katie, she's in Knoxville, Tennessee, over a news station. She's like the producer, and she's only like 20, 21.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm the oldest out of my siblings. And I swear that all my brothers and sisters hated me for years.
Oh, no, I wasn't hated. I was loved. I guess I was all.
Oh, them jokers hated me, man. I was like the big brother. And my parents, whenever they believe, they believe me in charge.
Oh, yeah.
So I was always the villain, you know. The
oldest brother. Oh, because you were the babysitter. And you couldn't get away with anything. Yeah. I did that too. I babysat too.
So you got the new projects you're working on?
I have some that I'm trying to finish. they're not recording ready yet. And, you know, I've got to kind of save up for it anyway. But I have some. Yeah, I have some that I'm working on. And I also am thinking about re-releasing Just Believe with more of an R&B music behind it. At the time, my manager at the time was the one that he had the idea of the contemporary gospel. And I like contemporary gospel, but my heart is just in R&B. And I want that kind of music behind my lyrics.
Yeah. You
know? So I'm thinking about maybe re-releasing that or either going into one of my other ones. Yeah, that I'm finishing.
It's hard to try to help people understand and translate how you feel about something and what you feel like is a good fit for you.
And
you know, in opposition to what they feel like you should be doing. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. It's kind of hard to convey those messages.
Yeah. When I did Just Believe, that was what I wrote from the point of, you know, everybody's believing for something. And at the time I was going through, you know, depression and just waiting on God, just waiting on him. And so I was like David, encouraging myself, just believe, because I knew this was always my calling.
Yeah. I mean, this, but you gotta be true to who you are as an artist.
Right. Yeah. My manager, you know, his idea, he wanted me to be like a Christian Whitney Houston. He wanted me to go mainly pop. And I just kept telling him, you know, my voice, my God-given voice is soulful anyway. And I just, when I hear R&B music, it moves me. Yeah. I mean, that's just the way God made me. I don't know if it has to do with blues in Memphis or what it is, but I've always loved it. And so I want more of that behind my Christian lyrics.
Hey, you know, Elvis spent a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
In blues settings.
Oh, yeah. My daddy, he actually played football with Elvis after school. They grew up together here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder if Elvis, you know, what, you know, because he was musically inclined.
He was. He loved gospel, and he did love R&B, too.
Yeah, I mean, he did. He
had a very soulful voice, just like a, you know, I'm a female kind of version, you know, that soulful voice. It's just natural. You know, Elvis's was natural. And he loved people, all races. You know, he loved the blues. Yeah. He would sit in. Daddy said that he would sit in with people down in some of our African-American churches at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And just sing with them. He had all kinds of friends. And I love the passion that Elvis did when he did gospel.
Yeah.
When he sung If I Can Dream, you heard him sing that?
I've heard him sing a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay, this is If I Can Dream. And if you get a chance to hear it, to me, it's a gospel song. Because he's talking about, you know, changing the world. And, I mean, it's an awesome song. And when I did Elvis Week here in 2020 and 2021, I performed that one and Amazing Grace and How Great Thou Art, and then my originals.
So I got to ask this question now. You said you did Elvis Week. I got to ask this question.
Yeah.
Did you have on the jumpsuit with the sunglasses?
No, I was not a female ETA.
Come on, man.
The ETAs were on stage look like ETAs. I was just normal, you know, the blouse, the black jeans. I wasn't about to do an Elvis Week, no.
Come on, now.
There's no way.
You got to represent. You got to get on stage. You got to go, oh.
Yeah. No. It was Lisa on stage.
You should do that the next time.
Singing Elvis songs. Oh, I don't think so. There's no way. The jumpsuit and the flared pants. No.
I think you can pull that off.
The farthest I'd go would be the flare pants.
I think you can pull that off. I think you can pull that
off. Oh, yeah.
So you got some more projects you're working on. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I'm going to try to get you to wear the Elvis outfit. But
I don't even have an Elvis outfit.
But tell your brother to buy your Elvis outfit for your birthday. Mother's Day to get an Elvis outfit.
I'll just talk. I told you, like, Elvis, I can do that.
right. I gotta leave that alone. We're gonna make the rest of our podcast about Lisa Stevens wearing an Elvis outfit.
No. That will not happen.
So you're working on the rest of your projects. Uh-huh. And where do you see yourself after that?
Well, I'm part of the, I'm nominated for the Gospel Sound Music Awards in Alabama.
Congratulations. So,
thank you. I'm going to that. That's in August. Yeah. I'm up for Worship and Praise Artist. I'm also nominated for 6 The Rhythm of Gospel Awards in North Carolina.
Well, they might not want you to come over there since you said Tennessee barbecue is better.
That's true.
Everybody said, no, you stay on right over there in Tennessee. We don't want you to come over here and eat our food. Well, congratulations on all the awards and nominations, man. That's pretty cool stuff.
Thank you. It is. God is good. He has me reaching so many different audiences.
So, you know, I'm sure if you're like me, there's rough patches, you know, when doing music. How do you find a way to combat the rough times when you those moments when you're like, you know what, I'm tired of doing all this. How do you keep pushing?
Knowing that it's my calling, always just the faith of God, just continually using me to lead audiences closer to Him, and just it gets hard. We have to push through things. Like I said, it's still hard. You know, with I can't believe that it's going to be 5 years, and I'm still grieving. You know, my mama. I lost my daddy and. We lost our daddy in 2015, and it was hard, but this is just the hardest.
Well, you know, and those of you that are listening to this right now, you don't have to go through the pain of this alone.
Amen.
You know, they have support groups. You know, go to, find a church to go to. Start praying more. Mm-hmm. Read your Bible. Find somebody in the clergy, you know, to talk to about the pain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the pain never goes away. You just find a way to deal with it. And nobody deals with it the same way.
Exactly.
There's no template to say,
time limit.
Yeah. No, this is how you deal with this. No, you can't really tell me how to deal with this. But a child and their parents share a special bond. It's because of the DNA and RNA. Mm-hmm. The deoxyribonucleic and the ribonucleic acid. And those are the proteins found within cells that are distributed from the parents to the child. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a total of 43 chromosomes. I'm going to go nerd on you here just a minute.
Okay, I'm listening.
There's 43 chromosomes. 23 come from the mother and 23 come from the father. Mm-hmm. So there's traits of your father that you have, and there's traits of your mother that you have, mm-hmm. that will always be a part of you because you came from those chromosomes. And so when people tell you, you know, if one was to say, oh, you know, it just happens, you just got to get over it. How can you get over it when that person is really a part of me?
That's right. They're still a part of us.
Yeah. Still a part of you. You still have, you know, the DNA from your mom and your dad.
That's right.
And so it's expected, you know.
That's right.
I still have those in mind. I wasn't raised by wolves.
That's right.
I was raised by my mother and father. So, but you know, the strength to keep going on, you know, when.
Talking to God, praying, reading the word, when he does give me a song, you know, I'm a songwriter too, but I'm not a songwriter as in I can just sit down and just write songs. I have to be led, you know, I have to be felt. The spirit has to move me to write a song, but that's just how I am. I mean, you have to have a relationship with Jesus. You just have to.
Yeah, it definitely helps. I mean, of course, There's two types of spiritual influence you can get music from. Mm-hmm. You can get it from God, or you can get it from the devil.
That's right.
And that stuff is not edifying to one spirit at all.
No.
So I'm glad you get inspiration from the Lord.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I think, we'd have a hard time, if Lisa was singing demonic music.
Oh, no, Lisa would not do that.
So if you wanted to encourage a young musical artist that's trying to find their way and trying to find their path in music, what would you tell them?
I say this a lot in interviews. Be sure that that's your calling. You've got to be sure that God is there in it, because if he's not in it, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But if you know that it's your calling, pursue it. And just, if you don't write songs, have someone write a song for you, because original material is what's going to get you out there.
Yeah.
And then you just have to hang in there and keep the faith, because it is going to get hard. And I have paid my dues.
Yeah.
I've been in this music industry a while. And I think when you get the experience that you need and God's timing, it has to all line up. And when it's God's timing, it'll work.
So let me ask you, this is a tough question.
No, okay.
This is going to be really tough.
Okay.
How does a person know if they're called to be a singer?
Who? Well, again, you have to have a relationship with Jesus. That's a tough question, ain't it? Yeah, it is very tough. Okay, the first thing is praying about it and having the relationship with him and being able to hear his voice when he talks to you. The second thing would be that it would be, you would find something, either someone would agree that your talent is an anointing, or you would maybe see something in the Bible that just, it's just something that you have to know. And again, because you have to have the relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're not going to know.
Not going to know at all.
People are pursuing it. And his timing, you got to understand his timing. That is the hardest thing, is his timing.
Yeah. Because his time is not ours. One day is like 1,000 years to him.
Right. Right.
So we're thinking things are supposed to get done like right now.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of stuff you got to go through sometimes in order to get there. I mean, think of all the trials and tribulations and, ups and downs and joys and sorrows and highs and lows that you've had to go through to be able to get to the point to where you're being nominated for all these awards.
Oh, the respect and the love just feels so good.
Yeah.
It's so good from God.
Well, I am definitely super excited for you.
Thank you.
And you know how to get in touch with me now, for real.
I sure do.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, so I'm looking forward to having more work sent from you. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to talking with you more. And maybe we can collab on some stuff.
Sounds good. Sounds real good.
I'll make sure I wear my Elvis outfit.
Well, you're going to be the only one.
Well, they could probably call me, instead of Elvis, they can call me Blackfist.
There you go.
I could be a combination of Elvis and James Brown.
There you go. There you go. You got it.
Ho, ho, ha.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Come on.
You can just tell everybody, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Hit me.
Ha!
Yeah, that's right. Well, you be safe down there. I know this is the time of year. Well, a bunch of storms are brewing. We had one here today.
Be safe, too.
Thundering. Well, I'm in the basement. Thundering. My wife's the one upstairs.
Oh.
Hopefully she didn't end up like Dorothy.
She's not going to. What which city are you in now?
I'm in Cincinnati.
You're in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yep.
You're way north.
I'm way north. I'm so north that it's too cold in the winter and too hot in the summer.
There you go.
It ain't no in between. It ain't. And it's been raining. I got to cut my grass again. I just cut my grass 3 days ago. I got to cut it again.
I know, it's crazy.
I know, right?
All the rain.
I know. Well, it's supposed to rain the rest of the week, so you be careful down there.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, don't hang up. I'll talk with you a little bit after we get done. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and get Lisa Stevens' music and continue to pray for her. But go out and get that music. Her latest, You Are My Lord. Great project. You need this in your library. Make sure you go to the doctor. Don't wait till you get sick to go to the doctor. Make sure you get yourself checked out. Get your A1C, blood pressure, and all that good stuff checked out. And get some life insurance. Make sure your family's not strapped in case something happens to you. You know, we don't want people selling chicken dinners and fish dinners to try to pay for your funeral. Get some life insurance. And if you haven't done so already, go to your Play Store on your phone. It's a free app. Download the Live365.com app and download the J Will Gospel Radio 24/7 Gospel Radio. You can hear Lisa Stevens on J Will Gospel Radio. All right, until the next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord God give you peace. We're out of here.